joined by Olds Grizzlies forward Tyr Thompson. And Tyr, you guys in Canmore last night, an 8-5 loss. You know, what did you think was the difference in that one?
Obviously, we got off to a bit of a slow start. We were down 4-1 right off the bat at the end of the first. We were only down 2-1 at the end of the first. But just a slow start. I think we gave up two goals on the first four or five shots. So I think that just contributes to it, the slow start.
Now you guys have had a great resiliency in this stretch here. The wins haven't been coming, but the way that you guys have battled back each night, how much of a positive do you think that is for your squad here?
Yeah, obviously it's great that we're battling every night and we're close in our games. So, I think to take something out of this, it's that we're close. It's right there. So we just have to find that little extra to push to find those wins in those close games.
Your second career hat trick is part of the game. Last night your line winds up with, I think, 14 total points there. So just how well were you working with Wyatt and Chase last night?
We work pretty well together, actually. I was playing with them when I got my first career hat trick. So it was good to be reunited with them. And hopefully we can continue that success going into playoffs.
How has this season developed for you since you joined the Olds Grizzlies? Obviously, as each rookie has to try and find their role. What was that for you as the season began?
As the season began, I didn't get right into a sort of point producing role. I was just fighting to stay in the lineup. And then as the year went on, I sort of fought my way into a top six role. I was starting to produce very often. And then, just from there, I guess I developed into one of those top six guys. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you wind up with 18 goals now, still a couple games left, so a chance at, you know, maybe 20 goals in your rookie season. To see that kind of offensive production, is that, you know, over and above what you thought was going to happen in your first year in this league?
Oh, yeah. I definitely wasn't expecting that kind of production, but obviously it's a pleasant surprise to be able to come in and put up numbers as a rookie and to help my team win, so...
One of the things that everybody noticed you doing real well as you're working on those roles to build your resume there as the season went on was penalty killing. When you are out on the penalty kill, especially when the other team's trying to break out of their own zone, what are some of the things that you focus on to make it tough for them to get up the ice and get into the offensive zone and get established?
First and foremost, I think you have to have a good stick coming up, taking away passing lanes and body position, trying to take away the middle of the ice. And whenever you can hem them into their end for a couple more seconds, it's huge during a penalty kill because those final seconds can allow you to get your guy back on the ice and get back to even strength. So, yeah.
As the playoffs come, obviously, penalty killing, power play, become that much more important in each of those games. Yeah. Where do you feel the Grizzlies are on both sides of the special teams battle as the playoffs approach?
I'd say our special teams has definitely picked up as the year's gone on. Our penalty kill has been pretty well, and then our power play was successful in Canmore going 4-for-8. So I think carrying special teams into the playoffs, it's a huge part of the game, and if we can perfect that going into playoffs, I think we'll have success.
Camrose Kodiaks, is going to be your opponent the first few games of the season versus them. You guys had a lot of rookies. They had a veteran team. They scored quite a few goals. Yeah. But you got a 3-2 win in Camrose, and then you guys had them down here in the third period at home in those last two meetings. So how much can you take from those last two meetings as you look ahead to the playoff battle with them?
I'd say that obviously they're a good team, but we hang right in there with them. As the year has gone on, we've adapted to playing to them, and I definitely say they're a beatable hockey team. As you said, that last game, I think it ended up 7-5 or just a two-goal game, and that 3-2 win, it's that we can come out on top in this series and that we can play with them, if not better than them.
As your career has progressed, you've had some great opportunities. So, what has being in the Alberta Junior Hockey League meant to you?
I think it was a big step for me making the jump for Midget AAA, but I think it was a great step towards my development as a hockey player, for sure, playing against bigger, faster guys. And yeah, I think it's just been a great learning experience for me, being with the Grizzlies and having Dana to sort of help me out as a younger guy on the team. I think it's been a very big part of me developing into a man.
And how often do you speak with your dad there on a weekly basis? Or?
Yeah, I speak with him every now and then. He's pretty busy right now. They're actually just getting into playoffs out there in Ontario. So, yeah, we try to keep in contact as much as we can, but if not, obviously I understand. He's a busy guy, so.
So from the things that he has taught you over the years, what are the key things that night in, night out you use?
He really stressed defense in my game. He really tried to help me build my game from the D zone out. So he really stressed good stick position, good body position, and good hockey IQ, I guess. So he really stressed those parts of the game when I was growing up, and I think it's helped me develop into the player I am. So
you get to watch, obviously, a Rookie of the Year candidate in Chase Olsen, yes, an MVP candidate in Wojnarowski, and play alongside them. What have you seen in their games as far as around the net and being able to score that maybe you have tried to incorporate into your game?
Yeah, their tenacity in the O-zone when it comes to driving the net or going and winning battles in the corners, it's I've definitely learned a lot from them playing with them, their level of compete in the corners and down low. I think it was great for me to be playing with them.